Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Wednesday to you here as we're getting ready for playoffs. That's right, playoffs, not only in college football, but the NFL as well as Wild Card Weekend will be here. Already seeing a whole lot of interesting lines and line movements when it comes to this weekend. We'll talk a lot about some of the games that we're focusing on and targeting, some old rematches between teams like, Baltimore and Pittsburgh. A lot of folks talking about this one here is nearly a double-digit underdog are the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on Lamar Jackson and, of course, the Baltimore Ravens, who are looking much like the Buffalo Bills to do something nobody seems to be able to do these days, and that's, well, beat the Kansas City Chiefs, who have the number one seed and have this week off, a little bye week for them to get rested, and they'll get ready to embark on another Super Bowl title. But is Pittsburgh really 9.5 points worse than the Baltimore Ravens? And I'm sorry, nothing that I have seen from this Baltimore or from this Pittsburgh Steelers team leads me to believe that we're going to get anything other than maybe another dominating performance by Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. But I will say this, because while a lot of people will quote all of the Mike Tomlin records as an underdog, I want you to keep in mind a couple of things, especially when it comes to the total in this one. These teams have played 9 times since December of 2020. The under in those 9 games is 8-1. So they've gone under in 8 of the 9 times that they have played. There has only been one game in which the winner had actually scored more than 20 points. And you know what that game was? That was the last game against the Ravens in which they bulldozed Pittsburgh for 34 points. But keep in mind, in that game, you had two teams, both Pittsburgh, who was actually cooking with Russ there a little bit in the beginning. Both teams went 5 of 7 inside the red zone for touchdowns. We were 3 for 3 on field goals with both teams. There was a defensive score. There was all sorts of crazy things happening in that game. And you know what else happened in that game? Zay Flowers absolutely destroyed the Steelers man-to-man coverage. Do you know who won't be playing in this game for the Baltimore Ravens? Zay Flowers. I do think the total has been bet down for a reason here. I do not believe Pittsburgh's offense is suddenly going to snap out of this funk they're in. Who have not been able to score, 17 points, more than 17 points in any game over the last month. Now, granted, they played the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Ravens, but they also just played a terrible defense in Cincinnati, and they were only able to muster up 17 points. You're talking about two teams that know each other better than anybody. In fact, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson have played a total of 7 playoff games. They're 5-2 to the under in those playoff games. And oh yeah, by the way, not one of those games ever saw more than 44 points. These Ravens are going to be throwing the ball all over the place. They're going to grind it. They're going to Derrick Henry you to death, and they are going to own time of possession and play great defense. I think Russ Wilson has gone from cooking to being cooked. And unfortunately for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think this is the part of the show in which you all start to scratch your head and going, I can't believe I really thought Russell Wilson was going to be the savior of our franchise. He will not be. And this will be a very lackluster, I believe, offensive performance once again from Pittsburgh. All leads me to believe that nobody knows it better. It's a marathon, not a sprint for Harbaugh. I expect that defense, and I expect the Ravens to do exactly what they need to do in order to ensure them winning this game. I don't think that includes another 34-point outburst, especially when your one deep play threat, the one guy that could give you those explosive plays and has owned the Steelers secondary, that being Zay Flowers, not going to be there. Rashad Bateman is not Zay Flowers in any way, shape, or form. He will be missed for this offense here of Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I like the under in this one. I even like the Steelers team total to look under. If they are a 9.5-point underdog, they're a 9.5-point underdog for a reason. And that is one of the games that, of course, this weekend will take center stage. The Buffalo Bills, also like the Ravens, are going to try to put it together and do something that they have not been able to do yet. And that is, of course, get past Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs on their way to a Super Bowl title. But they'll have an opportunity to start that trek this weekend against the Denver Broncos. So kudos to Denver, by the way, Sean Payton and company, who he should be coach of the year. I don't know that anybody saw Bo Nix being as good as he's been. I don't know anybody that saw the Denver Broncos being a 10-win team and being in the playoffs. But I also know that experience matters in the playoffs. And this is the first time the Denver Broncos have made the postseason in, what, the last 8 years? Yeah, they're going to have some growing pains, and so is Bo Nix. Sean Payton, great job coaching. I think Denver, it is safe to say, is in good hands. They have found their quarterback. They've got a lot of really great pieces on that team, but the defense has fallen off a cliff over the last month and a half, and I don't see them going to Orchard Park and somehow stifling Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense. I also wouldn't be shocked if this game flies over the total. But the big question you got to ask yourself at this point is, do we trust the Ravens or the Bills? Can they be one of the two teams representing the AFC in the Super Bowl? Can they actually get it done? Well, it's going to start this weekend, and both those teams are the biggest favorites on the board. Buffalo, right around that 9.5-point favorite, just like the Baltimore Ravens. And let's face it, if we think that they're an 8.5, 9.5-point favorite, well, they're an 8.5, 9.5-point favorite for a reason. And I think the Bills at home, with that experience in Josh Allen, I think they'll have no problem handling business against what has been a great story all year, but one that will likely come to an end here in Orchard Park. So two games with two of the biggest spreads. And then, of course, we've got a couple of games which people can't seem to figure out whether or not it's a coin flip game. Is it a toss-up between Minnesota and the Rams? Are the Chargers really worthy of being a field goal favorite on the road in the playoffs against the Texans, who were just here a year ago? There are a lot of questions that are going to be answered here this weekend, but we know Detroit and Kansas City, they get to sit home with the popcorn and wait to see who it is they're going to be playing in the next round here of the NFL playoffs. So Buckle up. Should be an awful lot of fun. It's a great night in NBA as well as college hoops. We got a lot to discuss.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
In those two leagues, when Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we are getting ready for a heck of a night in college hoops. We had some great games last night. No more undefeateds as we watched Tennessee. Well, they could have played that game 12 times. They wouldn't have scored enough points to be able to beat Florida there. But all of the undefeateds are no more. But we do have a couple of teams, especially one that was undefeated until they ran into Alabama last game. Now they're at home, and they'll have an opportunity to bounce back. We welcome in our good friend Colby Dan in the house. It's an interesting part of the year with college hoops. Now, a lot of these conference games, some teams realizing, you weren't as good as you thought you were. I thought OU was one of those teams. I think they're in a good spot at home to be able to get right here tonight. What'd you think of that game?
Yeah, I mean, a fascinating game. It's actually probably the game I want to watch most on the whole day. It's even trickier, I think, from a handicapping point of view, because Wade Taylor is out for A&M. He's one of their best players. Originally, I was thinking, you know, A&M's on fire. They've won 8 in a row. So I'm like, why would I want to get in the way of that? Because if you look at Oklahoma's schedule, it has had some nice breaks. They caught teams where there were certain injuries for them. I kind of think with no Wade Taylor, they're not going to have enough offense to be able to get there. The fact that they're a top 10 team coming in the norm in this place will be, I think, you know, the crowd will be a big factor. So at the end of the day, I know, you know, I was thinking originally when this line was a little bit bigger that A&M, I think it's going to be a close game because A&M's defense is legit. But give me the Sooners to get this done.
Yeah, and they're not going to turn, they're not going to shoot themselves in the foot necessarily there. Porter Moser, one of the better coaches, he'll have these guys hungry, ready to go here tonight. And I'm with you. No Wade Taylor Jr. for me. I can't back A&M on just their, second road game here. Speaking of road games, we got another one of these West Coast teams newly minted into the Big Ten heading to Indiana. So USC and Musselman head to Indiana. Is it me, or are we seeing maybe the adjustment of what used to be Pac-12 basketball and the physicality of Big Ten basketball kind of colliding here, and the physicality of the Big Ten basketball and the teams like in Indiana seem to be winning out? Do we trust USC in this spot on the road, even getting 7 here?
You know, I thought it was the right side, but not really, because Assembly Hall is a place that I don't think USC, like when you look back at the Pac-12 venues, you know, with all due respect, with the exception to the Arizona Wildcats and Tucson, you get a lot of zeros. You know what I mean? Like going to play a game at Stanford is like going to play a game of, there's no one there. It's like the park right up the street from me. And, same with Cal, same with, Utah at times, believe it or not known for their fans in basketball, not since the days of Rick Majerus. Even Arizona State can be a zero sometimes. So I think it's the big adaption here is these environments. I'm not a big Mike Woodson guy, but I think Indiana is probably the right side here. They've looked a lot better over the past couple games. Getting Ballo back after he was suspended was huge, but USC's been all over the place. To Eric Musselman's, the year one, bringing in a ton of guys in the portal. There's games they look good. There's games they look awful. But give me Indiana to take care of business with that home crowd behind them.
Yeah, a lot of transfer, a lot of guards, a lot of wings for Musselman there. Not a lot of big bangers here. And we're starting to see teams like Illinois impose their will on teams like Oregon and Washington. So it'll be interesting to see the adjustment period for some of these former Pac-12 teams here. What are we supposed to do with Kansas? They're an anomaly to me here. What do you think? I mean, yes, they bounced back and had a big win last game, but what am I supposed to make of them right now? Are we a believer in buying low on Kansas now?
For this game, I am. They haven't played in the fog since that embarrassing loss to West Virginia without their best player. Might I add, West Virginia didn't have their best player. To me, they proved it. I was on them when they went to Orlando. Now they jump back. And there's two reasons why I like the Jayhawks tonight. One is this is their first game back in the fog after an embarrassing loss. The other is a couple years ago, Arizona State caught them here. You might remember this. A couple years ago, Bobby Hurley and Arizona State actually went into the fog and won. So I think it's kind of a revenge game for Bill Self there in that regard. But for big picture, for the team that might have spent the most money in the NIL and just kind of killed it in the transfer portal, I have my concerns. I have my concerns if you're thinking, hey, you know, I got that future for the national championship. There's something about Hunter Dickinson teams to me. They seem at times very lackadaisical. I don't know if that has anything to do with him, but it was with him last year at Kansas. It was with him in Michigan with Juwan Howard's team. So I long term, I have my concern for the Jayhawks, but points.
It's going to be interesting to see. I'm not sure where Kansas goes from here, but I think tonight that would be a pretty good win and tell us that Bill Self's got these guys on track against Arizona State. What are we to make of Illinois, too, by the way? 7-1 at home, I think 4 straight. They had a 2-point loss to Tennessee. Now they're taking on a Nittany Lions team who, let's face it, got kind of put into place last game out here. What are we thinking about this Illinois team? Boy, is that a big number.
Yeah, that's my first thought too. I mean, Illinois is way ahead of where I had them though. Credit to you, really the whole roster. They had so much turnover, but at the same time, this is too big of a number for me. 9.5 or 10. Yes. The other night they were like 3 for 20 from three or something like that. But I like this Penn State team. I think they're one of the more athletic Penn State teams they've ever had, at least in the past 20 years or so. Ace Baldwin's been in college for what I feel like maybe that entire 20 years stretch there when he came over from VCU. I think they're a great defensive team, and I think they could give some problems for the Illini. Now that home crowd is great to win, but 9.5, 10 points, something like that. Give me Penn State plus the points to stay in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you, Colby. It just feels like a monster number. And again, that's not a old Pac-12 team coming down to play Illinois here. We'll have more with Colby as Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models,
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on a loaded slate in the NBA here tonight. Bunch of games underway. Some of the early slate of games, I'll admit it, I'm disgusted. I don't even want to watch it. I'm holding my nose, but I did back Miami to beat Florida State, as terrible as that is. Colby Dant in the house here. Colby, I wanted to get your thoughts also on a game that's underway, but I also found this one another interesting one. Ole Miss taking on Arkansas. Arkansas and didn't look good last time out there. Calipari and company. But Ole Miss, are they the team? I've seen nothing but Arkansas money all day coming in here. Were you on that side as well?
Yeah, some of that money was my money because I went on the Razorbacks there. The logic was this. I just think they played really bad the last time we saw them out. People were giving Calipari a hard time because he went to Derrick Rose's jersey retirement number later that night. And another thing is Ole Miss, as much as I do think they're improving, you know, this is year two of Chris Beard, they are much better. But still, I don't know that I trust them at this type of environment on the road. I don't think they're there yet. Now, they're still a good team. They're probably deserving of a top 25 ranking, but on the road, I can't get there yet. I mean, the in-game number right now, though, is 8.5, and I don't advise you to take Arkansas minus 8.5. But if you can get this thing back to where it initially was, anywhere from 2, 3, 4, 5, I think you jump it on the Razorbacks.
Yeah, I like that. I think Arkansas was the right side. I think they're the right look in this one. It was funny. I've been asking everyone that came on here. They were trying to get everyone to bet UConn today, the books, weren't they? Putting them as a slight dog in the spot. Now, Nova is out in front at this one at home, but is the market right here? Should we be fading UConn here on the road in spots?
I went with Villanova too. Villanova's looked really good lately. And I mean, I think they've won, 7 of 8, if memory serves me correct. And as much as UConn's looked great, I just feel like they're due just for another test. They had that terrible trip to Maui, but since then they've looked great. Got tested really tough by Providence the other night. So I just thought it was a good spot for Villanova. That seems to be high. It seems like Kyle Neptune, he's used almost all 9 of his lives, but he's somehow found something over the past couple weeks, and maybe, just maybe, he'll be able to salvage his job there as the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats. But Eric Dixon has been playing awesome. Like, I mean, if you have not.
Oh, all right. Well, we seem to get he was very excited on how well Eric Dixon has been playing for Villanova. In fact, he's been playing extremely well, to the fact that they've got a 7-point lead at the break. 32-25 is what we've got there right now in that game, with number 9 UConn on the road taking on Villanova. In game number, by the way, UConn closed getting 1.5, I believe, right now. UConn plus 5.5 in game. That total has come crashing down to 130.5. Right now, they are at the break. So we got a lot of college basketball still to come here tonight. A lot of these next wave of games should be very fun to watch here tonight. And Colby, in-game number 5.5 there with UConn and Villanova. They're at the break. UConn's down 7. If you took Villanova on the money line, 5.5, enough of a middle for you?
Yeah, I think at 5.5, like, I still think it's going to be a very close game down the stretch. I don't think, like, this is Nova big, but I'm probably going to stay put. But I would say if you're looking to get in on this game, I would probably at that point, I think UConn plus the 5.5 is probably worth it there. But I have a Nova ticket, so I'm going to sit back, but it should be fun to watch. And watch out, man. This Big East is actually, it went through a period where they looked really terrible, but Georgetown's looking decent. Villanova's starting to look decent. Maybe it's not as bad as we thought it was a month ago.
I think they'll be there, one of the better conferences, when it's all said and done. Real quick in the NBA, Colby, were you on Cleveland or OKC tonight?
I took a shot on OKC. I mean, I actually, no real logic behind it besides, I pick every game, but I didn't actually place a wager on OKC. But we pick every game over at SGPN.
Not for nothing, that could be a preview of the NBA Finals. I'm just saying. It's tied right now as they're in the first quarter there. I think the NBA should give us more games like that, and maybe the ratings would go off there, Colby. That's all I am saying there. But big NBA slate up here tonight. We'll talk more about that. Colby, we appreciate it. Enjoy the games, my man. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we're getting ready, of course, for a little wild card weekend here. The NFL is giving us some intriguing matchups here to start the playoff push. But again, keeping in mind that Kansas City and Detroit are at home, they get to kick back and watch what's going on here. And to me, this is the two teams that without a doubt deserve to get the bye. As we welcome in, Brady Cannon got the bye, Brady. And it's very scary to think that Detroit and Kansas City get an extra week to prep for whoever it is that they're going to be playing, get the rest, get heal up. Two teams that definitely worthy of the number one seed. And we know how number one seeds usually do in the NFL playoffs here. But we got a lot of games with a lot of interesting spreads, and your Chargers are one of them, which I found a road favorite. It doesn't happen a lot. It's not impossible, but are the Chargers a worthy favorite on the road against the Texans here?
I think they are, Joe, and it feels like that number sitting out there at three, and it's a weak three, right? We're seeing a lot of threes, minus 105. You know, it just feels like the wise guy side is the Texans catching a field goal. But my numbers, when I crunch everything, it comes out to the Chargers as about a 4.5-point favorite. So what I did, and I'm not really comfortable laying the three with the Chargers or taking it with Houston. I think Houston is in a good position as a home dog in the first round. We know Justin Herbert's been kind of a little bit banged up all year long. He's going to face a much better defense than he's used to seeing, what he's seen here in recent weeks. So I'm really comfortable with the teaser on the Chargers. And I did a 7.5-point teaser, taking the Chargers all the way to +4.5, and then a 10-point teaser all the way to +7. I think getting onto the other side of a field goal, you know, +3, +3.5, +4, +4.5, I think you're safe there with the Chargers no matter what happens.
Yeah, no, it's, the Harbaugh effect here, he can certainly do better than the last coach they had that figured out ways to lose games in a playoff, Brady. And as a Charger fan, you know that. The Bills have seen a lot of money. A lot of folks were teasing the Bills down to 2.5, but, you know, the teaser protection kicked in from the books. I'm seeing 9.5 now, so I don't think they're going to allow you to continue to use them in a 6-point teaser. But what do you think of the Bills here taking on the Broncos?
Yeah, this is a weird one. And I was able to get this one a little bit earlier. I have it coupled with the Chargers in a teaser, had the Bills down to -1.5, which is a good number. Obviously, you know, well below the field goal. I wasn't even really comfortable with like 2.5 or so. I do think the Bills win the game. And that's another thing we need to point out here, Joe. I'm sure you're aware of this. When we're in the regular season, the team that wins the football game covers the spread over 80% of the time, meaning underdogs, when they cover, they win outright. And when favorites win, they also cover. Well, here in the wild card round, that percentage goes even higher, in the neighborhood of 88% of the time. So really, the point spread doesn't even matter that much. You just have to figure out who's going to win the game. I think the Bills win the game. Now, this is a case where I could see the dog possibly covering. The numbers are really skewed for Denver because, I mean, you look at some of the competition they played. They played the Panthers. They played the Falcons. They played the Jets. They caught Tampa Bay in a total letdown spot after they beat the Detroit Lions. They played the Raiders twice. When they played stiff competition, they were beaten twice by the Chargers and they were blown out by the Ravens. So I think the numbers, when you're crunching all the stats, they're a little skewed on Denver. Now, I do think this defense is for real. I don't know if the offense can keep up with Buffalo. So I certainly like the Bills in a teaser situation. 9.5, obviously, that, you know, probably extends you to a 7-point teaser or a 10-point teaser, but or maybe even use an alt line or a money line parlay situation. I think Buffalo wins the game and advances. This would be the one where I think the dog might have a chance with that 9.5.
Yeah, and say, listen, there's a couple of games. The Commanders are another one like that, kind of in that where they're not getting a ton of respect. I think experience matters at this time of year, and Tampa, crazy enough, has more of it than the Commanders do, for sure. Another one of these teasers that you could use the Commanders in?
Absolutely. I've got them getting 10.5 in one and 13 in another. And I'll tell you what, I would not be surprised at all if the underdog wins out right here. When I just crunch the numbers, I come out with Tampa Bay as about a 2.5-point favorite. And I know that's not much difference from what they are at 3. I think we even saw them tick to 3.5 for a minute. That was quickly bought back down to 3. But it's a pretty steady 3 in the market. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, it's kind of like that Charger game. If it goes to 2.5, it's going to go right back to 3. It's going to bounce around probably, but I think Washington has a real chance here. A same season revenge. That was the very first game of the season for Jaden Daniels, a rookie quarterback, you know, in those bright lights, didn't quite, you know, apparently wasn't ready for that situation, but we've seen him grow up in a hurry. I think Washington's a very different team, and you could argue Tampa Bay's a very different team since week one as well. This should be a heck of a matchup. I like that they put this in prime time, but I wouldn't be surprised by Washington winning this one outright at all.
Seen a lot of people using the Rams in a teaser too as well. And it, you know, it makes sense for a pick'em game. If you can get them over a touchdown, why not?
Absolutely, Joe. And, you know, I think teasers are so strong this time of the year because what is this essentially? Week 19? The lines are so tight by this time. I mean, you know, good handicappers, good sports bettors, they've got their power ratings locked in. The odds makers, you know, there's probably no stronger line than a late season NFL line, right? So it's hard to find an edge just by these numbers stand alone. But you tweak that thing 6, 7, 8 points, and yeah, I think you've got a pretty good bet. And with this one, I kind of lean a little bit Minnesota. Just, you know, I think Minnesota wins the game. I make them about a 2-point favorite, 2.5, which is pretty much where we are. But I think you can tease this one either way. You know, the Rams all the way up to, yeah, you want to get on the other side of 7, right? So 7.5, Minnesota up to 7. I mean, you could see this line bounce around further where either team is favored by 1 or 1.5, where you can easily get over the 7. I think you probably want to wait for that moment, or you just, you know, do a 7 to 10-point teaser now, but you really want to get that hook on the other side of 7, which whatever team you go with.
Yeah, I mean, a pick'em game at this point. The two teams have already played one another with the Rams winning. So, yeah, I like anything over a touchdown for the Rams in that one. All right, we got another PGA Tour event out in Hawaii. The Sunday Open coming up here, Brady. I was at the TGL event down the road for me last night.
Cool, man.
I have some thoughts on that. But talk to me. Lay it down for me. Who should we be looking at here this week in the Sony Open? And by the way, congratulations on the Matsuyama win here that you gave out on many shows here on Sports Grid.
Yeah, that was great to kick off the season that way. And you recall, Joe, you know, we're on a little bit of a run here. We closed 2024 with a winner on Scottie Scheffler, and then we kick off 2025 with Hideki Matsuyama. So that was really cool. See if we can make it a hat trick here. I played Maverick McNealy at 29-1, Taylor Pendrith at 35-1, Harry Hall at 50-1, Tom Hoagie at 60-1, Cameron Davis at 63-1, and Thomas Dietrich at 80-1. And what you'll notice, every single one of these guys played the Sentry last week at Kapalua. an advantage, it has shown historically, to arrive in Hawaii early, to play the week before, you know, get acclimated to the weather, the time change, what have you. 8 out of the last 11 Sony winners have been in Hawaii the week prior at the Century. So I went with that theme. All these guys played brilliantly last week. We'll see if we can cash another ticket this week on Oahu.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
I love it. And guess who? Colin Morikawa disappeared on Sunday again. Shocker. We'll see.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri, appreciate you stopping by here as often running tonight. We've got plenty of college hoops underway. We got some NBA action, including, of course, the game that we were all looking forward to here tonight. And that is with the two best teams in the association as the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland doing battle right now. Got about 10 and a half minutes to go in the second quarter. 34-28 Thunder out on top right now. They closed as a 2.5 point dog, two and a half points. Right now they're laying 1.5 in a 34-30 game. You also have the Pacers running away from the Bulls right now, 38-23. And the 76ers back at it against the Washington Wizards right now, 34-25, they're up. Can the Knicks stop the bleeding here on a three-game losing streak? You would think, as they are at the Garden tonight, taking on the Toronto Raptors. The only problem is they're losing here early on. Game just tipped off, 7-4 right now, Raptors in front. Tonight, a couple of interesting games, including the Clippers and the Nuggets. Clippers up to a 5.5 point favorite in Denver. No Joker for Denver here tonight. It was a late scratch in that game last night. He is not playing here tonight. All the Clipper money coming in. And you know how it works in the NBA. When we get complete overreaction like this, then you usually like to take the points with the Denver Nuggets getting 5.5 right now. And then Spurs Bucks, I think, is going to be a fascinating game tonight, too. Spurs were getting as many as 5.5 early, but that has changed. It looks like the money coming in on Wembanyama and crew, 4.5 is what we're seeing now, 225.5 in the total. That'll be your late game tonight here with the Spurs and the Bucks coming up at 9:30 Eastern time. So we've got plenty of great NBA action, plenty of greats. College basketball action, including a couple of big games with Villanova taking on UConn, and Villanova keeps running away with the game right now. 46-36, up 10 against UConn. Yikes! Did not see that one coming as well, since it only closed nearly a pick'em price, but Villanova continuing to be dominant at home. The good news is that all of these games, both in college and the NBA, we've got you covered here as in-game live coming up here at the top of the hour. Scotty Wetzel in the house. He will be taking the ride with you guys, keeping you posted on all of it. Scotty, let's start in the NBA with the game of the century here tonight with Cleveland and OKC. Nice battle back and forth. It's kind of what we thought we would get here. The only question was which one of these two teams was going to hit more threes. because that's probably who the winner is. How did you like this game before it tipped off? Did you like Cleveland to hold serve?
Yeah, listen, there are great trends and numbers for both teams, right, Joel? I mean, just one team's won 15 in a row. The other team's won 10 in a row. I mean, they're both phenomenal against the spread. So you really throw the trends out the window. It was basically pick 'em, Cleveland laying 2.5, which is pretty much what the number is right now. You got a close game, 34-33. I was leaning towards Cleveland just because they were at home. Really no other reason. If the game was at OKC, I would say, okay, give me OKC. I'm guessing the point spread would be about the same as far as them being favored. So do like Cleveland. They're down 4 right now, jumped out to an early lead, but down 4. I think that's OKC's biggest lead. But I'd still take Cleveland right now to win at home.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's 18-1 at home. That's enough for me to want to back the home team in that game there. What do you think? Zion's back with New Orleans, huh? You excited? Worth a look-see here? What do you think?
Well, he was back for a day, but, you know, Zion being Zion, and with the Twinkie store right down the street, they're saying, okay, he's going to go to the Twinkie store tonight. He's not going to be with the club tonight. God forbid, we're, you know, paying him $40 million a year that he plays on back-to-back nights. So no Zion tonight. First time all year you had Zion and DeJounte Murray last night, albeit in a loss, but they were so encouraged that they thought that was actually a victory against Minnesota. But that all said, Joe, you know what? Give me New Orleans. I mean, two of the worst teams in the NBA, right? Ooh. I mean, New Orleans and Portland. They can't beat Portland at home. You know, Portland is 4-17 their last 21 road games. So give me the Pelicans. They're 10-3. I get it, not with this team, but they are 10-3 last 13 against the Jailblazers, as we like to call them. So give me New Orleans at home.
So this is one of those classic spots in Denver tonight with the Clippers where we're hearing no Joker tonight, and everyone has run to the window to back a Kawhi Leonard-less LA Clippers team because he had to go back and deal with the fires in California with his family. Now it's 5.5, Scott. I mean, this is always the spot where you want to take the overreaction and take Denver, no?
Yeah, this is the classic NBA game, 2025. It really is. You know, you got a great player in Wembanyama. You got a great player the Joker. And all right, let's go watch the little Spurs in Denver tonight. And neither one is going to play. Yeah, obviously, one for good reasons. Yeah, the other one for so he's sick, supposedly. Who knows? I'm going to go under, Joel. Stay away from the actual game itself as far as who's going to win. Give me the under 225.5. 18-7 under last 25 meetings between the two. Clippers 8-3 under their last 11 on the road. Take the two big scores out of the game as well. So give me the under 225.5.
I thought the late game was interesting too here with the Bucks and San Antonio. I mean, San Antonio has been very profitable to back, getting a couple of buckets here as of late, taking on a Milwaukee Bucks team. And the total is also interesting here. 225 feels a little low, Scotty.
Yeah, that's what I meant by Wembanyama not playing here. Of course, it was Kawhi Leonard the other game. It's low, but you might not get into Giannis. The Greek freak is really not Greek. Yeah. Listed as probable, but left the last game after three quarters. He busted his finger up a little bit, so hopefully he will play. I tell you, all numbers point, Joe, to San Antonio, but I'm still going to take Milwaukee. I think this line is just a little bit too low. They've not played well since winning the Cup Championship. They haven't, but this is basically almost pick 'em at home. Give me the Bucks tonight. Coming off a nice win against Toronto the other night.
Yeah, I would be shocked if we were going to get defense in that game. Scotty Wetzel, in-game live coming up. We'll see you there, Scotty. We'll close it out next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network as we close out this edition. Getting ready for In-Game Live coming your way, and we got a lot of great action here across the board tonight. And, well, just a whole lot of sports here. We've got plenty of college basketball action underway, including UConn, the defending two-time defending champs, who were getting points on the road against Villanova. Nova had a seven-point lead at the break. It is down to three right now with about 11 minutes to go. UConn 47, Villanova 50 right now in that matchup. Also, some of the other bigger games that we were keeping an eye on. Don't even ask me about Miami, who's turned the ball over 30 times. They're losing at home to the worst team in the ACC, Florida State, 39-25. However, though, Arkansas, who many of us thought would have a good opportunity to bounce back here at home, they are tied with Ole Miss right now, 33 apiece at the break. Alabama also continuing their dominant ways. They dropped 45 in the first half on South Carolina. They were laying 10, 11 points in that game before it tipped off. And right now they are up 17 at the break. Indiana and USC, what a battle. 38 apiece at the break in that matchup there. That should be a whole lot of fun to watch that game unfold in the second half. And in the NBA, Oklahoma City and Cleveland, the two best teams in the association, it's 44-42 right now with about 7 minutes to go in the first half. They're in the second quarter on that one. Some great games still to come here tonight, San Antonio and Milwaukee. That'll be your nightcap as we're awaiting to hear whether or not Giannis is going to be a go in this game. There was some concerns that he might not. He was listed as questionable. We'll have to wait. Game time decision. That number has come down from 5 to 4 now, as San Antonio certainly has proven to be a much better version of themselves than they were a year ago. I do like them getting the points here tonight. I also like the over. I think 225.5 is a little bit low. The Knicks trying to end that three-game losing streak at home. The Toronto, they are up by the slightest of margins right now. We'll see if they can eventually pull this game away and get it done and get back in the win column there. And also just underway, you have the Pistons and the Nets, with the Pistons out front 20-15 here. Of course, tomorrow, don't forget, Notre Dame, Penn State. That'll be the focus, first half of the semifinals of the college football playoff at the Orange Bowl. And boy, oh boy, I tell you, it has been cold in South Florida here. Temperature at kickoff expected to be around 60 degrees, maybe 58 degrees. That is just absolutely brutal. But that should not be a problem, I think, affecting the game one way or the other. We talked to our good friend Kenny White and Chris Thurston, CT Betts, earlier. Kenny White is of the opinion that I am, that the defenses are the two best units in the game there. They are far better than anything offensively I think these two teams can come up with. I think the under, even at 45, 45.5, still a good look tomorrow in the Orange Bowl, as I fully anticipate a great defensive, classic defensive battle tomorrow in Miami with Notre Dame and Penn State. Chris Thurston all over Penn State in that one, likes him to get it done, as Coach Franklin looking for that all elusive. First big game win against a top five team. His track record against the best teams in the country. Yeah, it's we don't have to tell you. Anybody who's bet him over the years, you know, they tend to show up very small in these games. But a lot of folks think that Penn State, this is the time for them to advance to a national championship game. And I tend to agree with them, but I love the under. First half and full game tomorrow. That's where I'm looking to go with it. And we've got, of course, Ohio State has a game against Texas the following night at the Cotton Bowl. And do not let the Cotton Bowl, because it's in Texas, fool you into believing there's going to be nothing but Texas fans there. Texas fans don't even show up when they play Oklahoma in Dallas. Trust me, Ohio State will be well represented in that game. All right, get ready for it. Should be a heck of a next couple of days heading into the weekend. Tonight's slate, in-game live. Don't go anywhere. Scotty Wetzel's got you. We'll see you tomorrow here on another edition of Game Time Decisions.